Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi, everyone. Today I'm sharing an episode that I have been so excited to put together and share with you all. Today I am going to be talking all about having a coffee cart in your classroom. Now, coffee carts are being used in classrooms all around the world, and there's a lot of positives and benefits from having one in your classroom, and I'm going to be sharing all about them in today's episode. But first, if you're new around here, I'm Nikki and I'm the creator of Teaching Autism. You can find us on teachingautism.co.uk as well as all social media platforms and the ever popular teacher resource website Teachers Pay Teachers. I created this podcast as a way to reach more special educators, homeschoolers and families all around the world. I love to be able to share my knowledge, experience and training with you guys. I also love to get questions from you all. This podcast has been tailored and I try to schedule episodes depending on what you guys need and what you're asking me. So if there's something that you would like to know more about, send me an email and it could be a future podcast episode in the making. Anyway, back to today's show, which is all about coffee carts. So first, what is a classroom coffee cart? Well, it's pretty much as it sounds. It's a coffee cart in your classroom. But it's not like just a role play or dramatic play area for your classroom. It's a life skills opportunity that allows your students the chance to gain some vital work experience. The coffee cart is an actual coffee cart that you will use as a business to sell to other staff members or students around your school. Now, you may be thinking, hold up, Nikki, that is a lot of work. I have enough on my plate without running a business from the classroom. But before you think I'm crazy for encouraging you to do this, let me share some of the benefits that can be had from having a coffee cart business in your classroom. Number one, it gives your students real life work experience. They'll be able to work on taking orders and marketing, creating posters, sending out emails, making up orders and delivering them. These are all important functional life skills that students can take out into the real world that will help them when they're applying for jobs. Number two, it teaches your students about teamwork and how they need to work together as a team to complete the tasks and run the business successfully. Number three, it teaches your students about responsibility. Each student is going to have their own responsibilities when they're working the coffee cart. Number four, it allows your students to work on their social skills and being able to communicate with others, which is another important life skill. Number five, it teaches your students to pay close attention to detail, especially when they are taking and completing orders. But it also teaches your students how to deal with different situations, like if they've accidentally made up the wrong order for someone, how do they deal with a complaint? What do they say? What do they do? Again, these are all really important functional life skills. And finally, number six, selling items can help to raise money for your classroom, your students, or even charities. And this will also get your students working with money, giving the price, working out if the money is correct, do they need to give change? And if so, how much change do they need to give? Now, that's not to say that this is going to be super smooth sailing. Like anything that we introduce into our classrooms, it's going to take a little bit of time for us to get it set up and running how we want it to. And also for our students to understand what the coffee cart is, what are we going to be doing with it, what do they need to do, and most importantly, what they shouldn't do with the coffee cart, like stick their hands in a hot mug of coffee, for example. Now, it's also important to bear in mind that while today I'm talking about coffee carts in the classroom, you can change this business to be anything you like. In our classroom, we made fresh bread and ice buns with the students and sold these around the school. It minimised our health and safety risk. The students had fun and we raised a lot of money for our classroom and for local charities as well. So now that I've discussed some of the pros, I thought it best to discuss some of the most common barriers that you may face. So I'm going to discuss the top three most common ones. And number one is getting your school or students' families on board. And honestly, just be upfront with them. Tell them all the fantastic benefits that having this business in your classroom will have for your students. how the money they earn can go to getting more fun and educational items for your classroom or supporting local charities. The benefits far outweigh the cons, and you shouldn't have too much trouble convincing them to be on board with your new business idea. If you're worried about families, why not try involving them? Ask for a parent volunteer every Friday morning to come in and help the students run the cart. They can help students take orders or make up the orders and deliver them. They can also help them deal with the money. This will also alleviate any pressures you may have worrying about how you're going to staff the coffee cart if you have a parent volunteer come in. Number two, and this is one that I probably see the most, is you may have a lack of funds to start the cart up. And if you're like me, you know, teachers tend to put a lot of time, energy, and money into their classrooms, and that's personal money that comes from their own bank account. So starting up a coffee cart could be quite pressurizing for you if you feel like you have to spend more money again this year. But don't stress. So this doesn't have to be an amazing five-star restaurant. Look around you in your classroom and your school and use things you already have to set up and decorate your cart. You can often get rolling carts for really cheap from shops like Michael's or Hobby Lobby, especially when they have coupons on offer. Or you can ask around and see if you can borrow a rolling cart from another teacher in your school once a week to complete the coffee cart. Once you start earning money from it, you can branch out and have biscuits to sell and look for other ways to earn some money. And don't forget to ask your students' families as well. You never know what someone may have access to that can help you out. And of course, if you're living in the United States, you have access to Donors Choose. And I have seen so many Donors Choose projects funded for coffee carts in the classroom or businesses. So definitely feel free to sign up on there and reach out to the community as well. And number three, coffee carts can go one of two ways. Your students will love it or they may not be interested in it. And to be honest, all the experiences that I've had so far or that I've seen are how much students really enjoy the coffee cart system. But this can be hard work because you may have students who want to work the coffee cart every day, or they struggle to take turns and waiting for their turn to work the coffee cart. So this is the perfect time to introduce a rota so your students can see when they're working on the coffee cart next. There's probably a few more barriers that you may personally face or different ones, but these tend to be the most common barriers that teachers face when setting up a classroom coffee cart. So now that we've been over what it is, you might be thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but where do you start? It can be so overwhelming trying to think of everything that you need to do at once. So I'm going to break it down and make it super easy for you. First, you need to decide what business you are going to have from your classroom. Is it going to be a coffee cart or a sandwich cart? Decide what you think the best route will be for your students. Next, you need to decide what you're going to have for sale on your cart. Are you going to have different flavors of coffee? Will you offer tea and hot chocolate? Will you have snacks for sale? Make a list of all the things you want to sell on your cart, and you can use this as an activity with your students and put together a shopping list together and then purchase the items off that shopping list. Now you need to decide when you're going to run this coffee cart. So is it going to be once a week, once a fortnight, once a month? Are you going to do it three mornings a week? I recommend you look at your daily and weekly schedules. When do you think is best to fit this into your classroom routine that won't have a huge effect or be too difficult for you to manage? And when deciding how often, try to bear in mind that teachers will probably get bored if you're going around a few times a week selling, and they may not have the money to buy from you three times a week. So once a week or once a fortnight usually works out really well. And Fridays tend to be the most popular because everyone's in a good mood, they're ready for the weekend, and they're more open to having a little treat. Next, you need to decide, what are you going to call your business? So we had so much fun brainstorming all together about what we were going to call our business. And again, it's another great way to make this coffee cart experience educational and beneficial for your students. Then you need to decide, how are you going to tell people about your new coffee cart business? Your next art and craft session could be making flyers that your students can deliver to every class or put up around the school. You can spend time in your next computer lesson designing leaflets and email them to staff and students around the school. This will all help to get the word out there and for people to know when you'll be coming around to take orders, how payment works, and when they'll receive their order as well. You should also decide what will happen with the money you make. Now, people run this lots of different ways, and I know some teachers who have been able to get all the materials they needed, included even down to the coffee beans, tea bags and stirrers, donated to them from Donors Choose projects. So the money that they earned throughout the year, they donated to local charities that the students chose. However, if you've laid out your own money to start, you can take back that money once a profit starts coming in, and then anything else can go towards your school, your classroom, local charities, taking your students on a field trip at the end of the month. There's so many things you can do, and all of these will be really beneficial for your students and your school as well. Next up is the ordering process. So how are people going to order from you? Is it going to be for staff only, or can students order as well? Will you use an online form like Google Forms that you'll email out every Thursday afternoon? Or will you send students around every Thursday with an order book for them to take orders from people? This is important to get right, so everything is being kept consistent and organised, and this will make it easier when you're making up the orders as well. And now you need to decide how the orders will work. So when will you make up these orders? When will you deliver them? Who will deliver them? All these things are really important to get right. You don't want to deliver someone's order to the classroom at 10 a.m. when they need to go swimming with their students at 9:45 a.m. Or are you going to invite the customers to come and collect their orders at a specific time from your classroom coffee cart? Finally, what is your coffee cart going to look like? Is it something that can be put away once it's finished and you pull it back out every Friday morning before your students come in? Is it going to be set up continuously as an area in your classroom or on a rolling cart? What equipment do you need? Are you going to get some decorations and turn it into an actual looking coffee shop? If you reach out to local coffee shops like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, they're often happy to donate some things to you that you can use for your classroom coffee cart. And this makes it even more fun and exciting for your students. Finally, one of my favorite parts of having a classroom coffee cart is to have an employee of the week. I love doing this reward system, and my students do as well. And again, it's just helping them to prepare for future life events and their working life too. It's also a reward that will help to motivate them and continue working hard with the coffee cart. It's nothing fancy, just a simple certificate, and I ordered some coffee cup keychains in bulk online, and they get one of those as well. My students love this idea, and we put the Employee of the Week certificates up on display at our coffee cart for the following week for everyone to see. So those are my thoughts on having a coffee cart in your classroom. If you want to find out more information, I recommend checking out Pinterest. There's a lot of great resources that you can download to make your coffee cart business easy and quick to set up and to make sure you have everything you need. Or you can head to the show notes of this podcast episode over on my website too, teachingautism.co.uk/podcast, and you can find access to great coffee cart resources there. I would love to hear from you if you have a coffee cart business in your classroom, or if you have any questions about setting one up. Feel free to send me an email over at contact@teachingautism.co.uk. I would love to hear from you and help you out. That's all for today's podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in once again and listening to my episode all about classroom coffee carts. I really appreciate you being here and taking the time to tune in. If you have a few spare moments before you head off to do the next thing on your crazy to-do list, I would really appreciate if you could head on over to iTunes and leave us a review on this podcast. I love to hear from you all and to know that the content I'm providing you with throughout this podcast is helpful. It also means that other education professionals, homeschoolers, and families can find our podcast too. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll speak to you again soon.